the sun goes down. The pleasure never bounces the pain. Nothing can take away this frown. Under my roof, it's always rain. There's no one there to talk to get these thoughts off my brain. There's not much more that I can do. I sit awake for 3 days straight. And oh baby, oh how I wish you were here. And oh baby, oh how I wish you were near. Cause this restlessness is slowly killing me. So come, lie beside me, dear. Little distraction would suit me just fine. A little food to fill me up. Yeah, I'd enjoy a little bit of wine to fill my empty cup. And I get a little more crazy with each passing day. Some people might think I'm lazy, but I don't give a damn what they say. And oh baby, oh how I wish you were here. And oh baby, oh how I wish you were near. Cause this boredom, well it's slowly killing me. So come and lie beside me, dear.
That's Toronto-based writer and musician Mark Martire with the song Come Lie Beside Me Dear from his latest collection, Rivers. Now, this is his fifth full-length studio album since 2012, and Rivers features 10 new Mark Martire songs with his characteristic Tom Waits-like vocal delivery, some beautiful piano work, and some fabulous backing vocals and duets from Stacey Dowswell. We caught up with Mark Martire in Toronto to chat about the album. How are you doing today, Mark?
right. How are you?
Great to be able to talk to you today. I got to say, I'm a big fan of your music. We did have a wonderful chat a couple of years ago, actually, at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. And any of our listeners want to check out that interview, definitely do that. That was around the time of just after Red Letters, which was the 2014 album, and just before the Bluebird album, which came out in 2016. It was great to talk to you then, and we did have a couple of live songs that you played for us at the same time. So if you haven't checked out that interview, definitely do that. But we're here to talk about Rivers, which is the new album. It's got 10 new tracks on here, and I'm curious as to the songs that make it onto this collection, bearing in mind this is like that fifth collection in the last 5 years, as to whether all of these songs are new or whether these are songs that maybe you've been working with for a period of time.
Yeah, some of them are just sort of ones that ended up on the cutting room floor. Some previous albums that just didn't seem to fit in with Bluebird or Red Letters and stuff like that, and just got shelved. For this record, I wanted to do something. It does sort of fit with the other records, musically, but at the same time, I wanted to explore some other different sounds and styles. And so I got Stacey Dazwell to sing a lot of duets with me and a lot of backing vocals. And so having her voice on the record helped sort of inform me onto which songs would be best in this collection, and which songs would be best served by her voice, and ones that would work as a duet and lyrically sort of make sense that way as well.
Well, one of the things I love about the album is the use of piano, and it seems to me that maybe there's more piano on this record than there has been on some of the others.
I'd say that's true. Definitely, there's not a lot on the first three. It was on Bluebird that I began playing with Darren Baldwin, and he's the piano player on this album. And so he plays on Bluebird and on this one. I really love his style for sure.
And it's the way that the piano kind of complements the vocal and some of the guitar work. It's just quite beautiful, and I have to say it really helps draw you into the songs on the album.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's great when you meet some players and you really sort of jive and things are really blending well, and you can meet a lot of great musicians who are technically amazing, but at the same time, your style and their style just isn't getting on the same page. But with Darren and I, we sort of hit it off, and whatever he's hearing in his head is all often what I'm hearing in my head, and it sort of works well together.
And you also have Matt Antea on this album playing some electric guitar, which again I think really complements the other instrumentation you're using.
Yeah, for sure. And Matt and Darren and I and we had gone together, months before the recording process began, just to sort of rehearse a lot of the songs and really find our find the voice, find the instrumentation that worked well for this type of music.
And you also have some nice accordion from Ed Michael Roth on there too.
Yeah, it was great to get him to play. I met him maybe a year ago or so, I saw him perform with another band, and we just kind of kept in touch. And when I thought about the song, I'm like, I'd really love to put an accordion on it. His was the first name that came to mind, so I'm fortunate and grateful to be able to have him on the record.
And the album was recorded at the Lincoln County Social Club with John Dinsmore. Tell us about working with John.
It was great. Yeah, great experience. He's got a great space. It really just, was just a fun sort of environment, and you really didn't feel no stress or anything like that. He just sort of showed up, and we worked through the songs, and we it was like hanging out and playing music, and it was really a lot of fun.
Did you spend long in the studio working on this album?
We were there for only 2 days, which is sort of how I planned it, and I didn't want to do it much longer than that. So, like as a band, we rehearsed for a couple few weeks before going into the studio, so we had the songs pretty well honed in by then. And just spent 2 days recording all the songs live, and then afterwards, Ed's accordion was overdubbed later, and the violin was overdubbed later. But yeah, for the most part, we just sort of did it all in those 2 days, and then the mixing and stuff like that happened afterward. Yeah, the violin was Raha Javampar, who, again, I met not too long ago, and so her part was also overdubbed after the recording at Lincoln County.
So these are songs that I feel that you must have been pretty comfortable with when you went in the studio. Are these songs that you've been playing live, even though they hadn't been recorded?
Yeah, definitely. You know, in the past, I sort of, on some previous records, I would have sort of the songs. I knew what I was going to play, and then I sort of went to the studio, maybe not having toured them that much. But this time around, a lot of the songs, I had gone on tour in the spring and had been playing a lot of them. And then, you know, with the band I put together, we spent, you know, weeks just getting together like once or twice a week to go through the song. So by the time we got into the studio this past summer, the songs are really comfortable for all of us.
So tell us about the songs themselves. We started off with Come Lie Beside Me, Dear, which is the first track on the album. And I'm always fascinated why people decide to pick certain tracks to kick off an album. Tell us a little bit about this song and your thought process to put it on first.
It's a good question. I don't know. It's a vague answer, I know, but it just, I guess for me, it felt like the best opening to the record. I don't know how else to really say it. I guess, you know, the album thematically sort of is about relationships, and you know, it ends with a couple or people who have sort of separated, and you're saying, you know, don't forget me, and I'm not going to forget you, and that kind of thing. And throughout the record, there's you know, sort of the ebbs and flows of a relationship. And I guess it opens with wanting to be with the person, and it ends with being away from that person. So I think overall, just musically, it seems like a nice way to open the door and get into the room.
When you write a song, do you really try and focus on what you want to say in it before you think about the arrangement that you may put to it?
No, rarely. It's usually, like, I usually don't ever sit down to write a specific kind of song. I don't say I really want to write a song about this person or that thing, and then I do it. It's usually just, you know, I pick up the guitar or you know, pen and paper, and whatever kind of comes out. So, which is why a lot of times, you know, if there's a certain group of songs that were all written in quick succession or in a short period of time, they'll have a similar theme if I was sort of thinking about this one thing more than anything else, and that's usually how it comes about.
I'd like to take a break with another track from the album, and we're actually going to move to the second track, which is Carry on the album. I love this one because this is one of those songs that really makes good use of Stacey Dowswell. It's a lovely vocal, and when you picked it to sing with you, did you realize that her voice would really kind of complement your own singing on this?
I had an idea that it would, because I had heard her sing before, and I'd seen her do her own solo material and, you know, sing in other people's bands. So I knew of her voice, and I knew what it sounded like, and I sort of, you know, could picture a complimenting mind, but I had no idea how well it was going to until we got together that first night and just to rehearse, and you know, I sort of invited her to sit in with Matt and Darren and myself, and we just started going through some of the songs, and immediately it was like, yeah, this is really clicking, and this is going to be a really great project.
And the song Carry On, can you talk about that one?
Carry On, it's another older one that sort of didn't make the cut of other records, and yeah, it's fun. It's a fun song to play. I don't write a lot of upbeat type material, as I'm sure you know, and so it's good to play one with a bit of a rhythm to it like that.
Let's play that just now. This is Mark Martire with the song Carry On from his great new album Rivers, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
She's chosen bag that she wears. Motion's frozen. She's got dreams and despair, but she's got to carry on. She's got to carry on. Got to get away. Places he can't call. People in his way. He's got to carry on. He's got to carry on. Cause he's walking through the rain and praying for the sun.
That's Mark Martire with Carry On from his great new album, Rivers. Mark's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're having a chat about the album, but I want to steer things back a little bit, Mark, and talk a little bit about your life in music, because I mentioned at the start of this interview that you're incredibly prolific. I mean, this is Rivers' album number 5 since 2012. You're also a bit of a writer as well, and I wanted to give you a chance just to talk about how this all came together, this love of not just writing, but also making music at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm not sure. I mean, it's just something I'm just compelled to do, I guess. I just can't help myself from writing. Even if I'm not writing songs, I'm writing something, and I've always been drawn to it. It's how I get through the world. It's how I, it's where I find everything I'm looking for.
You published a collection of lyrics from your albums from 2012 to 2016. Does that mean that you're a bit of a poet as well? I mean, have you written poetry alongside your music?
I do, for sure. And I've had a few poems published this past year. So, I'm always writing lyric poems. It's sort of, I often don't sit down to write one or the other. It's just sort of how it comes out. And sometimes it's a poem, sometimes it's a song. I'm always, I love poetry as much as I love lyrics.
Well, certainly you've got a great reputation for the poetic quality of your lyrics. You also have this wonderful voice, which always blows me away because I never hear you sing any differently. And I'm always curious as to how you developed this. I mean, it is very Tom Waits. And I think somebody said in a review I read recently that this was like, Tom Waits in the early days, the way you sing just now. And right, I wanted to give you a chance just to talk about how that developed.
Yeah. It wasn't like a conscious choice. It was just sort of finding, just continuously, just performing more and more. And this is how sort of the sound came out of my mouth. And if I could sing a different way, I'd probably try to do that as well, but I can't. So,
does it have any effect on your voice when you sing like that? I mean, do you find that you lose your voice quicker when you're in a live performance or anything like that?
No, not at all. It doesn't feel strained. It's just how I'm able to, you know, I don't consider myself a good singer at all. And it's just a matter of trying to hit the notes, and sometimes you sort of, it's like squeezing a tennis ball to the top of a beer bottle. You know, you just gotta kind of jam it in there, and sometimes that's how the music has to come out of my mouth. It's not gonna come out smooth and beautifully, it's not a finely tuned instrument. It just sort of tries to hit those notes, and sometimes you gotta crack and break and struggle to sort of to hit it, you know.
You mentioned that you were only in the studio for a couple of days when recording this album. I'm also wondering, with live performance and this style that you've developed, whether when you sing you really try and get into the moment as much as possible with whichever particular song you're performing.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never been much of a mechanical performer. By that I mean, like, you know, just being able to do the same thing over and over again, and you know, here's this, you know, I'll play a, you know, if I play a couple shows in a row and I'm doing a similar set every night, and I just can never do that. It always had to be the emotion at the time and sort of, you know, getting into the song. And maybe that's partly why I write as often as I do and put out as records as often as I do, is because you get tired of the old stuff very quickly, and I always, because it's just not relevant. And when I perform now, there's very few songs I'll play that were on my first or second record. It just doesn't sort of hit me the way they did when I was playing them back in 2013. So it's a much more emotional performance, or at least that's sort of where I'm leaning.
It's interesting you say that, because when I first got into your music, that was the first three albums. And I always kind of thought of them as a bit of a trilogy. The first one, Down Record, from 2012, then London from 2013, and then Red Letters came along in 2014, but then Bluebird in 2016, plus the new one. And I'm suddenly realized, oh my God, you know, we've got like a trilogy with like five albums in it now. Because there really feels that they're, you know, these are albums that do show progression, but they're also part of exploration of your musical creativity. Is that a reasonable thing to say?
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I've often wanted to explore even more and do something, because you're right in that, you know, it does have there's a similar sound that carries all three, and there would be different, like, you know, there's more piano in the last one than the early ones, and you know, there'll be, you know, more of a full band sound on Bluebird than on Red Letters, which is much more stripped down, and there'll be those kinds of variations, but overall you can certainly get a sense that they all sort of fit together. But I've wanted to, you know, explore things even further creatively, like maybe, you know, not even play the guitar at all, you know, try a different genre altogether, do more of a blues record, more of a jazz record, etc. But I'm often sort of confined to using what's around me, and, you know, when you're sort of traveling a lot and you're living in different apartments and rooming houses, and you just have your acoustic guitar nearby, it sort of ends up becoming the tool that I use to make the songs. And the tool of the acoustic guitar sort of has limitations as far as what I can write on it. So that's why a lot of the records have sort of come across with a similar theme, is because I'm using the same tools to build them.
I'd like to take a break with another one of my favorite songs from the album. And that's I Think We Might Be Okay. And this is another song that really allows Stacey Dowswell to be involved as well. Tell us a little bit about this song.
I Think We Might Be Okay. Well, that's the one with Ed Michael Roth on accordion. And just a pleasure to work with him. And yeah, just a little short song, just to prove to people that they don't all have to be 6.5 minutes long. So.
And you do like, we're not going to be able to play one of the longer songs, but we do have songs that check in around 7 minutes on this album as well. Again, that's just you giving respect to the material, to you know, the song is as long as it turns out to be.
Exactly. Yeah, it is what it is, and I never, like I was saying before, I don't often sit down to write a certain song in a certain way. It's just sort of how it ends up forming, and sometimes they're 7 minutes. A lot of times they're 5, 6, or 7 minutes, but I think We Might Be Okay was, I think, you know, 3 at most. So it's nice to have something like that in the repertoire as well.
And certainly there's some beautiful accordion on this song. This is Mark Martire with I Think It Might Be Okay from his great new album, Rivers. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Well, I know you're tired of all these troubled days. You're dissatisfied and you can't stay. But if you come with me, then we'll leave it far, far away. Yeah, I think we might be okay.
Keeps echoing in my ears, keeps chasing us down after all these years.
And we're broken tired of all the games that we used to play. And I think we might be okay. Of the world crashes on your mind. I'll come to you with a dream in my eyes. We'll carry our hearts out to the sea and we'll float forever and a day. And I think we might be okay. If you come with me to where the music of the stars sway, then I think we might be okay.
That's Mark Martire with I Think We Might Be Okay from his great new album, Rivers. Mark is a special guest on Folk Roots Radio, calling in from Toronto, an opportunity to chat about a wonderful album and a great body of work. And I want to steer the conversation from talking about the recorded work to live performance, because I think as far as live work is concerned, most of the time you're playing solo, aren't you?
Yeah, especially when I'm touring, it's just easier logistically. When I'm in or around Toronto, you know, there's a lot of the great musicians who, you know, I perform on this record with, or who I've recorded with in the past, who I'm able to you know, call up and see if they're willing to sit in. But yeah, when I tour outside of Toronto and outside the province of the country, it's easier to go solo.
And what can people expect when they come to Mark Martire's show?
That's a good question. I don't know. What can they expect? You know, I mean, hopefully they can expect a decent performance of some okay songs, I guess.
I love it. You know, you're very sort of low key on your own ability here. I just think it's really great that, you know, because it's...
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's been great to talk to you today. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
So the website, markmartire.com, and then from there there's links to Spotify and Bandcamp, and the music is on iTunes and Google Play, and you can buy it on CD, and there's, you know, some videos on YouTube, so... It's all over the web if you're so inclined.
What I'd like to do to finish up is to play Anywhere But Here from the album, another song that I absolutely love. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, I mean, people seem to be liking that one, and it's always interesting to me when, because I don't sort of often don't feel one way or another, one song more than another, like as far as my preferences are concerned. So it's always interesting when some people like a certain song more than others, and, you know, I was curious to know what it is about Anywhere But Here that people like more than, you know, Carry On or something like that. It is a song that some people seem to be liking, and again, Stacey, great vocals, Matt's got some great guitar work, Darren, amazing piano work, Graydon James and Jason Lapidus are playing the rhythm section, so it's just a great band playing the song, and I'm fortunate that my music was able to be interpreted and performed by such amazing musicians. It's always great when you can sort of lean on the talent, the amazing talents of people who are far better than you are, and it sort of helps with the song, for sure.
Well, it's been great to talk to you today. This is Mark Martire with Anywhere But Here from his great new album, Rivers. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again, Mark.
Thanks so much. Thanks for talking.
Red in that bleeding twilight, and I'm alone on this cross city ride, and everything starts to fade, and I'm a dollar short and 7 days late. She says your heart was always bigger than your eyes, and I said the problem was never its size. It's that it wanted more than I could ever provide. Not being dead, it's not the same as being alive. So do you find yourself in everything you lose? All I've got left are these walking blues. Anywhere but here. Let's go anywhere but here. Yeah, anywhere but here. Let's go anywhere but here. Well, I said I'm sick of not having the courage to be no one. And she says, you know, it really must take courage to grow up and become who you really are. And so I try to open my heart to the birds, and I try to find the right words. But that sadness is felt in every slow step, and it's too damn dark, it's too damn wet. And will I find something in everything I've lost, and all the hopes and dreams I've had to toss? Will I stay anywhere?
let's go anywhere but here.